Two brothers-in-law in central Pennsylvania will appear in court next week, in fact, just a couple days before Christmas, charged with defiant trespassing and prowling at night for the dumpster diving they've been doing, mostly for charity. Now, dumpster diving is not illegal in Pennsylvania, but they could be fined or jailed if they're convicted of the other charges. Tony Moyer and Sam Troyer join us by Skype from Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Tony, you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi. And Sam, are you there too?
Yep, right here.
Okay, so Tony, you start. We understand you saw this surfing the net?
Yeah, I actually was on YouTube and came across some videos of people dumpster diving and was really intrigued by that. I decided to go out by myself and see what I could find. Then I asked Sam to join me.
So what were some of the things you were finding?
Like, I'd say like some electronics, clothing or stuff like that, and then you know, just happened to check some other dumpsters, like a CVS, and saw they were throwing away some food.
Well, and we understand you started piling stuff on tables. I mean, you were finding so much stuff. What were you finding?
We would find a lot of, like, seasonal candy, you know, stuff from, say, it was Halloween is over now, and now it's Christmas, so they can't really sell that.
Right.
A lot of, like, cookies, Oreos, and Chips Ahoy, and stuff like that.
And we should say, because there's a huge ew factor, as you know, just developing among our listenership. This is unopened stuff, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Everything that we found was pre-packaged, was usually in bags from the store, like garbage bags, no trash in them, usually double bagged. So it wasn't really, you know, as disgusting as some people may think. And we couldn't take it all. We couldn't possibly use it all. Our family was taking stuff and they couldn't possibly use it all. So we just started donating to a local food bank in our area.
Do I understand, too, you were donating to a school?
Yeah, I'd say 300-plus items. It was brand-new pens and pencils and paper binders.
Why would they throw that out? Look, we have spoken before with freegans. These are the anti-consumer people. They do this out of anger at waste or because they want to reduce their own impact on the world. They're angry about the cost of food. We know that, of course, homeless people dumpster dive out of necessity. And you know, health officials say it can be dangerous. You can be hurt by the stuff that's in the dumpster. There might be hypodermic needles in there. And also, when food is thrown out, even if it's packaged, it's going to rot. And sometimes it gets sprayed by insecticide. And Sam, you can jump in. You were all concerned about the health risks here.
Yeah. Whenever we'd go into one of the dumpsters, we'd find that some items, like maybe were soiled by water, detergent, what have you, but we wouldn't take that. We would leave that behind.
Well, and what about the ethics of this? Now, the dumpster wasn't locked. There were no warning signs. We understand on most of them. The drugstore chain CVS, you were diving there. They don't want to press charges. But aren't you taking something that's not yours?
Well, it's actually not illegal to dumpster dive in Pennsylvania. So we figure, you know, it's going to go to the landfill. This stuff is perfectly good. Most stuff is within date. You know, why can't we just give that to people that can use it?
Yeah. You know, it does occur that except for the fact that you're going inside these bins where there could be rats and things, there could be a health issue. It is sort of like going down the street and somebody's put out a chair they don't want. And so you just stop and take it. Not that I haven't done that a million times. Why not do it in a more organized way? There are tons of organizations. There's a group called Free for Food in our area that has arrangements with stores and restaurants. And they go and pick up everything that's unused. Why not make friends with your local CVS and say, look, before you throw out all that Valentine's Day candy, we'll come pick it up.
We actually did approach CVS. They basically said that they can't do that. They're not allowed to give it to us. I don't know if it was just because it was two guys.
You know, some food banks, the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank, for one, says they won't accept dumpster food. Did you alert the food banks or the people you gave the food to that it came from a dumpster?
They never, you know, asked where it came from. And since, you know, Sam and I ate it and our family has been eating it, there was never a moral issue with that.
Yeah, for you.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so now, Tony and Sam, you've sort of found yourself in the middle of a whole movement of dumpster activists. There's a GoFundMe page for your defense. What do you hope to achieve now?
What we would like to do is get some food rescue programs up and running, you know, after the whole court thing is done, you know, local food banks and see if they'll back us up. And then we'll go to some CVSs and talk to them and say, hey, you know, representing, you know, this food bank, can we have that instead of it, you know, going into the trash?
All right. Well, that's Tony Moyer. He and brother-in-law Sam Troyer speaking to us from Lebanon, Pennsylvania. There are criminal charges lodged against them for the trespassing and the prowling that they do when they dumpster dive. Tony, Sam, we'll stay in touch. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.